All right, turn with me in your Bibles to the book of 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter number 2, and we'll begin reading in verse number 15. 2 Timothy chapter number 2, verse number 15. I'll never forget, many, many, many years ago, we used to have Awanas. And this was the theme verse for Awanas. I can't remember now what night we had that on. Thursday night. And there was a lot of folks that was involved with that. And part of it, of course, you know, was memorizing scripture. But every night we would have a service or opening service ceremony, and we would quote this verse. And it grew to be one of my favorite verses in the Bible. Bible says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. All right? And then look down in chapter number 3, and look at verse number 16. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works. Now, this passage of Scripture is in particularly talking to the man of God, the preacher, and how, you know, there were some things that would be unique to him, and we understand that and we realize that, but all Scripture, the Bible tells us, all Scripture is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction. That, you know, the man of God, and it doesn't just apply to a preacher, the man of God. It applies to all of us. All Scripture is given for us, for our learning, for our admonition, for our help. Okay, and so we're not looking at particularly the preacher tonight. We're looking at something that's going to help us. I've entitled the message tonight, who are you listening to? Who do you get your advice from? But really, who are you listening to? All right? And so we want to try to find some things. We want to see some things tonight. Hopefully, that's going to help us to be the best Christian that God would have us to be. Okay? Let's bow for prayer if we could. And let's just have a quick word of prayer before we get started. Lord, as we come before you tonight, we are thankful, Lord, for your many blessings. I pray that, Lord, you'd bless the message, bless the reading of your word, and, Lord, that you'd use it in the life of every person here tonight, Lord. Folks that are watching by way of live stream, Lord, we all have things that we need help with, and, Lord, we know that you can take a message and, Lord, speak to every heart, and, Lord, you can apply it to things that are real and needful in our life, and I pray that, Lord, you'd do that tonight. Lord, you'd bless. We're sure going to thank you for what you do now. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. How many of you would like to have a manual, or as you, I was thinking in particular about your vehicle manual. You have a little light that comes on the dash in your car, and it's the craziest looking thing, and you look at that thing and you wonder, what's this there for? Why is this light come on? Now, some of them have improved, and it tells you just exactly. It'll show on there. My car, for whatever reason, the left rear driver's tire, every once in a while, the light will come on and say, low air pressure. And I'm thinking, why would just that one tire have low air pressure? So you go pump it up. Alright? And it goes off. You don't have to worry about it no more. But then again, you go a little bit longer, it comes on again, there it is again. So you have to go out there, and you can't reset it, you can't do anything, it won't let you ignore it. It's going to tell you and remind you until you do something about it. So you go out there and put more air in it, it takes care of it. But there's some lights on your dash, on your instrument panel there, that you don't have a clue what they are. The light comes on, and it doesn't tell you what it is. What do? Well, you have to go to your owner's manual, and you look through there, hour after hour after hour, and you missed it the first time, so you go through it again, and you finally find this little dot here means have a good day or something. You know, it doesn't really mean anything. And you spend all that time on this little born in life, it doesn't really mean anything. Well, you know, there's all kinds of manuals. All kinds of instructions and stuff. But can I tell you that the greatest manual that's ever been written is the Bible? The Bible is our manual for life. It tells us and gives us help and advice on every area of our life. If you're having problems with something in your life, more than likely you're going to be able to find an answer for it right here in the manual. Alright? And all of us have problems, and so the Bible is written for us so that God wrote it for us so we would have it, so we could understand it, so we would know how to live our life, and when there's trouble and trials that come up, we'll know how that we can take care of these things. And boy, I tell you, that's a great thing. And what happens is, just like the first verse that we read there, we have to study to show ourselves approved unto God. We've got to study the Bible. We've got to read the Bible. We've got to try to understand it for ourselves. By the way, can I just tell you that Jesus told us when he was here on this earth, that he was going to send someone that would guide us into all truth, the Spirit of God, who's going to live within us, and he's going to help us and show us, what we have need, he's going to help us with what we have need of. He's going to guide us into the truth here. And so, but we've got to get into the Bible and we've got to study it for ourselves. That word, when it talks about rightly dividing the Word of God, it has the idea of cutting straight. Now, if any of you have ever done any kind of woodworking of any kind, a straight cut is one of the most important things that you could ever do. Because if it's not straight, if it's not square, everything is going to be thrown off. I mean, it won't fit together good. It's going to leave a gap there. You're going to have all kinds of problems. It's just not going to be right. I was out here the other day where they were putting up this steel, and it's amazing all the things that go in to putting up all this steel out here. Every piece of steel is designed to go in a specific place. It can't fit anywhere else. It's got to go in that one place. And it's got all kinds of numbers and things written on the side of it there. And of course, these guys, they've worked with it enough, they know exactly how each piece of steel is supposed to get, is supposed to go and where it's supposed to go. As a matter of fact, they even say, on a particular side, whichever side it is, which direction is supposed to go. In other words, you go out there, if you would go out there, you'd look at them, you'd see some of them say west, some of them would say north, some of them would say south. So each one of them has to be turned a certain way, has to go in a certain place. And I thought to myself, well, boy, isn't that neat? Isn't that interesting? Because every piece of steel is going to go in there just in the exact place that it's supposed to go in. By the way, do you know, weeks ago, they put the bolts in the ground, in the concrete out there, and those pieces of steel, I mean, everything is so precise that they bring those pieces of steel in and set them on those bolts, and every one of those bolts have to be in the right place, and they have to be just everything just has to be right, because if it's not, the building is not going to be able to stand. It's not going to be able to hold up. And so I was watching them, and they had these cables attached to some of the pieces of steel, and they had one of these come-alongs that they were cranking down on them things. And I said, what in the world are they doing? And he said, well, believe it or not, he said, those pieces of steel have to be exactly right. They have to be plumb. They have to be square. Everything has to be right. And they would take those come-alongs and they would crank them things down and they would tighten them up just to the right place where they were plumb with everything. Everything had to be square. Once they did that, then they cranked down on the bolts there and set it in place, and you know, eventually they'll come back and pour concrete on it. But he said, if we don't do that now, if we wait until the end and try to do all that, he said it'd be impossible to do. He says you got to do it as you go along there. Everything has to be square. Everything has to line up. Everything has to be in the right place. And you know, can I just tell you that in our life, if something's out of plumb, if things are out of square, then, you know, things are just not going to be right. And the Bible tells us here that when we study the Bible, we have to understand what the Bible is trying to tell us. It's trying to teach us something. It's trying to give us some help. And he says here that we've got to study so we can cut it straight. It has to be straight. It has to be right. Do you know, and we all know this, why are there so many religions in the world? Why are there so many denominations in our town that preach different things? Why does one group believe this and another group believes this? Well, I can just tell you why. It's because it's how they cut it. How they interpret the Bible. How they rightly or wrongly divide the Word of God. Now, can I just tell you, and I don't say this to try to brag on anybody or any group or anything like that, but can I just tell you that as far as I know, that the Baptists, the independent Baptists, believe the Bible, they hold closer to the Bible than any group that I know of. That's the reason I'm an independent Baptist, and I don't know about you, but that's the reason I am. Now, some people are Baptists because they were born into a Baptist church, stuff like that. Nothing wrong with that, but can I tell you, it means more than that. Baptists believe certain things about the Bible. There's a certain way that we divide the Bible. We cut it, and like I said, in our estimation, we cut it square, and we cut it right, and we believe that we are holding to the truth of the Bible. Now, there's other religions that believe the same thing, but they're wrong. And they don't divide the Bible correctly. Now, I'm telling you, it can be a complicated thing, but it shouldn't be. Don't have to be. You see, all the Bible has to agree with each other. You can't take one verse of Scripture and pull it out and say, this is what it means, and everywhere else in the Bible it doesn't mean the same thing. You can't do that. That's the wrong way to do it. And so everything has to fit together. Everything has to line up together. And if it don't, it's not right. Now, and like I said, I don't say that, you know, and I'm not bragging on Baptists for any other reason except that I believe that we believe the Bible like it should be believed. Okay? And so, you have to study the Bible for yourself. You cannot just take somebody's word for it. You need to know what the Bible says. You need to know. You need to understand what the Bible says. And folks, listen, can I just tell you, there's all kinds of helps out in the world, but just because somebody claims to be a preacher, just because somebody claims to know what they're talking about, if it doesn't line up with the Word of God, it's not right. It's not right. Now, I'm just going to tell you, when it comes to the major doctrines of the Bible, where he's talking about here, especially this verse, chapter 3, verse 16, where it talks about where is the teachings of the Word of God, how important they are. And folks, listen, there's no way in the world I could ever emphasize how important this book is. It means everything to us. And this is going to determine whether we go to heaven or whether we go to hell or not. If you believe right about the Bible, you can be saved. If you don't believe right about the Bible, you'll be damned for all eternity. It's that important. And so, folks, we've got to understand the Bible. That's the reason why we always invite people. Hey, when you come, you bring your Bible. Read the Bible. Look at it. See what it says. Is what the preacher is saying, is what he's saying, does it line up with the Bible? Is it accurate and true with the Bible? It should be. It's supposed to be. All these things are supposed to fit together, right? And so, folks, listen, it doesn't do any good for us just to sit back and say, well, you know, he's the preacher, and we trust him, and we're just, you know, hey, we're not even gonna have to worry about it. Well, you shouldn't have to worry about it, but I tell you what, you ought to always follow in your Bible. You ought to always know what he's preaching and what he's trying to say, because he's finding it in the Scriptures here. And so it's so important. And not every church does this. Not every church preaches like this. Not every church teaches this. But it's important. And it's really important because it affects every part of our life, every area of our life. Are you living by the Bible? Are you doing what the Word of God tells us? All right? And so he talks about you know, when we go through trials, it's just like when we go through difficulties in our life. The Word of God is what is going to help us get through these things. But if we don't know what it says, if we don't know what it's teaching, or we don't know how things are going to turn out, can I just tell you, it's going to cause problems in our life. Folks, listen, we don't have to worry about anything. You know, God's in control of everything, every part of our life, if we'll let Him. God will help us through everything that we're going through if we will let Him. Okay? And so, can I just tell you, the devil is going to do everything he can to cause us or get us to doubt God's Word. It started all the way back in the Garden of Eden. I mean, the first people, Adam and Eve. What God talked to them, God instructed them, God gave them help in their life. The devil came in right away and he did everything he could to cause them to doubt His Word. Isn't that amazing? The very first thing that you find the devil doing is causing people to doubt the Word of God. You know, it'd be easy to do. It's easy to doubt the Word of God if you don't know the truth. If you don't know the truth about it. If you've never been taught, or you don't listen, or you don't read it and pay attention for yourself. If you don't try to study it for yourself. Study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needs not to be ashamed. Rightly dividing the Word of truth. Folks, listen, it's so important that we do that. To cut it straight, as it were. Alright? Listen to this. Somebody said, I think it was Warren Wiersbe said this. He said, "Thus saith the Lord is the final answer to every question." Well, I thought that was a great quote. Thus saith the Lord. In other words, somebody says something to you, or they're questioning you about something, or you need help with something. Do you know the first response we should have is, what does God say? What did God say about that? Did God have anything to say about that? Well, if He did, let's hear what He has to say. Let's find out what He's talking about. Let's find out what He's saying. Because if God says it, we know it's going to be right. And we know it's going to be the best thing for us. We don't have to worry, I wonder if this is going to turn out all right. Well, you don't have to worry about that. If it's what God says, then if we'll just follow it, it'll be the best thing in the world that could ever happen to us. All right? The only way a believer will be able to tell the truth from the The only way a believer will be able to tell the truth from the false is by knowing the Word of God. All right? And so let's look at just a few things here this evening, if we could. First of all, I want you to see, the Bible talks about, and it says that the Scriptures are holy. They are holy Scriptures. All right? The Bible is different from every book that's ever been written. This is a living book. This is the living Word of God. It's not just a book where men sit down and say, well, you know, let's give some information about certain topics here. It's not that at all. This is God's Word. This is what God wants us to know. This is what God had for us. This is what He wanted us to know about Him. Alright? They're Holy Scriptures. It's a different book. It has been set apart by God for His special use. We must treat the Bible as the special book that it is. One of the great things about the Bible is the Scriptures lead us to salvation. Do you know, you wouldn't know, I wouldn't know about being saved if it were not for the Bible. I wouldn't know that I needed to be saved had it not been for the Bible. Can you imagine, folks, can you put yourself in the place of someone that was born outside of the United States? You know, there's places all over the world that they don't have the Scriptures. They don't have them. They don't have a Bible. They don't have John 3:16. They don't know that Jesus Christ died on the cross to pay for their sins. They don't know that. Why? They don't have a Bible. Do you know what that means? They don't have a Bible. They don't know they need to be saved. If they don't know they need to be saved, guess what? They're not going to be saved. They're not going to be saved. They're going to die, and they're going to go to hell. And they don't even know. They don't even know they need to be saved. Folks, listen, I'm telling you, we're so fortunate. We're so blessed to be born in the United States of America, we're so blessed, we're so fortunate to have a Bible, a copy of the Bible. I mean, if this Bible had a torn page on it and I didn't want it anymore, I could go across the street over here and I could buy me another Bible. We could buy 100 Bibles if we wanted to. There's places all over the world that don't even have a Bible. I tell you, it's sad. But folks, listen, what's even sadder than that is to have the Bible and to not read it. To have a Bible and not even know what it says. To have a Bible and not understand what God is trying to teach us here, what God's trying to tell us. Folks, listen, if we've got a Bible, and we do, then we ought to pour our life into this book. Because there's a message in here God has for us. God wants us to know some things. All right, and so the Scriptures leads us to salvation. It reveals our need for salvation. It's a mirror that shows us how sinful we are in God's sight. It makes it clear that a sinner cannot save himself. It reveals God's plan for salvation. Christ died, was buried, and rose again. Can I tell you, folks? Listen, that is the good news of the Bible. Jesus Christ died. And he was buried. He rose again the third day. And anybody that puts their faith and trust in him can have everlasting life. First of all, the Scriptures are holy. Second of all, the Scriptures are true and dependable. All Scripture is God-breathed. That's the teaching of inspiration. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God. All Scripture is God-breathed. It's inconceivable that God would give His people a book they could not trust. You know, there has been so many attacks on the Bible. You know, I mean, it's something that happens all the time. I'm thinking about archaeology, and you don't hear as much about it. It seems like these days, but used to be years ago. They were always finding different things. They were finding different discoveries and different things over there. And they would find something and, you know, they would say, well, you know, the Bible is false because you can't find that in the Bible. And, you know, a little bit later on, they just keep on digging and they would find in another spot that, you know, what they thought was true was an error was actually true, because they would find something that would prove exactly what the Bible says. You know, the Bible, over these hundreds and even thousands of years, there have been so many attacks against it, but you know, they've never found anything to disprove the Bible. Amen. Never have. The Bible has always been true. It's always been accurate. They've never found anything that they could point at. Now, by the way, they say they do all the time. They talk about it all the time, but they have never found anything that was false in the Bible. They never have found it. They've never been able to prove that. But let me just tell you, they've tried. I want you to know. They've looked at every part of it. They've scrutinized it as much as anything could be scrutinized, and they've done everything they could to destroy the Bible, but they've never been able to discredit this book. Why? Because this is God's Word. Amen. It is inspired of God. And by the way, if God inspired it, God wanted us to have it, you better believe he could preserve it and he could protect it throughout all this time. All right? And so God brought about the miracle of the Scripture. Now, I mentioned a while ago that, you know, the devil started attacking God's Word in the garden. He used this phrase, "Yea, hath God said." He just wanted to plant a seed of doubt in Eve's mind. And you know, he has always been attacking the Word of God. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 20 and 21. Just write that down. I'm going to read it for you here. But the Bible tells us that here's what it says in 2 Peter. "For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost." Now, this is one of the proof texts of the verses that prove inspiration. Holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Alright? So what does that mean? Well, it means that God used men to write Scripture But it's God's Word. God's Word. Now, the word pneumatos there is the idea of wind. It has the idea of they were moved by this wind, by the Spirit of God, okay? Now, many times when you think about wind, you think about a ship that has a sail. You have a sail, but you know, if you don't have the wind, you're not going to get anywhere. But if you've got the ship and you've got the sail that's set, if the wind comes, that sail will catch that wind and that ship will be moved along. It will be borne along by that wind. And if the wind stops, guess what? You don't have anything. But as long as the wind is moving, that ship can be directed and it can be powered and you can go somewhere with it. You know, that's the picture, that's the idea that he's given here. God had men, but without the wind of God, without the Spirit of God to move on those men were just men. They weren't going anywhere. They weren't doing anything. But when God's wind took them and moved them, they were able to write the Scriptures. Now, I'm just going to tell you, Can you explain everything about that? I can't. I've heard, and by the way, I have listened and I have read and I have talked to many people about it. And you know, I'm not saying that, you know, there's any doubt there and all, but to describe and to believe and understand how God was able to use men to write His Word and write exactly what He wanted them to write. It just blows my mind. It's unbelievable to me. It's just hard to imagine how God could do that, but yet we know He did it. You know, one of the ways we know He did it? 40 different writers over a period of 1,500 years, they wrote about things they didn't even know about. They had not lived through. And yet they wrote them with 100% accuracy. How could they do that? Apart from God, it could not be done. 40 different men that lived over a period of 1,500 years. How could they write things and agree with each other? We have about 350, 400 people in here, and I'll guarantee you we couldn't get just us to agree with everything, writing about everything. If we had something that we wanted to write about or to describe an event or whatever, we couldn't get 40 people to agree out of this crowd. You know, folks, I'm telling you, it's just a supernatural book. It's supernatural. And by the way, it has stood the test of time. Like I said, no errors has ever been found in this book. All right? And so, God moved, God breathed, and God used men to write the Scriptures. All right? That's why it's so important to base our lives on the Word of God. Where do you go for help? When you need advice on marriage, when you need advice about your family, about raising children, about your job, how you to behave yourself on the job, what about your career, what about your plans for your life? Where do you go for advice? If you needed advice on that, by the way, we all need advice on that, on those things. Where are you going to go? What about relationships? I mean, you just name it. If you're having trouble with something, where are you going to go for help? Where do you go? Well, you know, I'm afraid sometimes that we go to people that we feel like we can trust. And by the way, you know, all of us have friends. All of us have people that we talk to. And we go to different places. Sometimes I'll listen to preaching. I'll listen to messages. Sometimes I have a lot of good books in my library that I read, and if there's a subject there that I need help with, I'll look it up. I'll search it out, and all kinds of things. But can I tell you those are good sources, and there's nothing wrong with doing that because we need help. We need help, something outside of us to help. But folks, can I tell you, there's no better place to go than the Bible. I mean, if you really need help, if you want somebody to give you advice that you know you can always trust, it's going to be found in the Bible. Why would we go anywhere else? You know, and by the way, we've all done this. All of us have read something on the internet. And with altar, I say, well, you know, that sounds good. I like that. Or I've read some things this man has written before, and I like it. I think I can trust him, and we'll share it, or we'll, we'll put it on social media of some kind. Or we'll just, look at it and we'll think to ourselves, man, this is good. I like this. I think this is a good idea. And you know, if we're not careful, we'll be influenced by something that may not be scriptural. It may not be biblical. Do you know that when we share things, and I know, listen, who pays any attention to what anybody on Facebook says anyway? But you know, we do. We all do. We listen to it. We look at it. We read it. And if we're not careful, we'll be influenced by it. And we look at something there and we share something on Facebook. Do you know that we have the potential of influencing somebody to do something wrong? We have the potential of giving somebody bad advice. Do you know what happens when you give somebody bad advice and they take it? We're really responsible in a way. We have steered that person. We have caused that person to go astray, or we've caused them to go the wrong direction. Folks, you know, sometimes we don't think about the power that we have, the influence that we have on people. And folks, listen, that's the reason why we've got to be so careful what we share, what we talk about, what we say to people, because do you want that responsibility on your hands? On your shoulders? Hey, I let this guy astray. I told him the wrong thing. I led him the wrong way. And boy, what a tremendous responsibility that is. Do you know the best thing that we can do for somebody? If somebody's looking for help, somebody's looking for advice, point them to the Bible. The Scriptures. You'll never go wrong pointing people to the Scriptures. You'll never go wrong telling people this is what God said. That's what we need to be doing. And I'm not against any of this stuff, but I'm just saying, we've got to be careful. Boy, if you give somebody some bad marital advice, you know, you listen to somebody on the job, or you read after somebody. By the way, you know, there's people on there that you know, they have a lot of good ideas, and some of the stuff is good. I'm not even talking about that. I'm just saying, folks, listen. We have to be careful about things like that. God's word is what's true. This person is just a man, or they're just a lady. Why do we think they have the authority to tell us how we should live our life? Do we really think that what they're saying is good, or what they're saying is biblical? That's really the answer. Is what they're saying biblical? Well, you know, sometimes people give advice. They give all kinds of advice. You can find any kind of advice you want. Most times we look for advice for somebody that we think will agree with us, not somebody that's going to contradict us. Most of the time when people come for advice, you know what they're looking for? They're looking for somebody to say, yeah, you're doing just right. Go ahead and just keep on going. Most people that's looking for advice, they're not really looking for advice. They're just looking for approval. They really want you to say, go ahead and go on. Keep going. Most folks really don't want advice, folks, but I'm telling you, that's dangerous. You know, here's the biggest mistake that anybody can say. Here's the biggest mistake anybody can make. When you say, I think. Well, that's good. I don't think there's anything wrong. You're to think. You should be thinking. But really, it should be, what does God say? Did God say that? I mean, did God say it? Can you imagine a husband and wife relationship that's hanging in the balance? And you go to somebody there, or they've come to you and they've asked for some help, and you say, I think. Well, can I be honest with you? It doesn't matter what you think. You could be as wrong as a lost person out here in the world. Unless what you're thinking is what God's saying. Now, if you're thinking what God's saying, then that's a different story. But folks, listen. Listen, none of us are infallible. All of us have problems. Nobody has all the answers, right? But the Bible does. Amen. The Scriptures do. The Bible's got the answer. God's got the answers. And He says, I've got it for you. Why don't you read My Word? Why don't you listen to what I say? Why don't you do what I've told you to do? Folks, you won't go wrong with the Bible. Now, again, I don't think there's anything wrong with, if you need help, man, you ought to go talk to people. You ought to get some advice. But I'm telling you, if they're not using the Bible to advise you, then it's just an opinion. It could be right, it could be wrong. But the greatest advice is going to come from your Bible, okay? Boy, I tell you, it's so important. It's so important that we don't go outside the Scriptures. Folks, can I tell you, like I said, the devil is always attacking God's Word. The devil, when he went to Eve in the Garden of Eden, he tried to put doubt in her mind. Second Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3, he says this. It says, but I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your minds might be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. And you know what he was saying? He's saying, listen, that the devil deceived Eve into doubting God's Word, not believing God's Word, not taking God at His Word and doing what God said. He tricked her into doing that. And you know what? Because of what she did, she caused her husband to follow after her. And he did. And because of that, sin entered into the world. You see, sin came as a result of not believing and doing what God said. She doubted God's Word. She believed the devil over what God said. By the way, if the devil could cause Eve to doubt God's Word, do you think that he couldn't do that to you or to me? Folks, that's the reason why I'm telling you. That's the reason why God gave us His Word. And He tells us where to study it, so we can know for ourselves and we can understand. This is what God said. And the Spirit of God will help us and guide us into all truth. Folks, can I tell you, the Word of God is so important. It is so important. And it's on us to read and study it for ourselves. The Word of God furnishes and equips a believer so that they can live a life that pleases God and does the work God wants us to do. Folks, listen, God's Word is so important. And I tell you, we ought to be in it. We ought to be in God's Word all the time. All the time. If you need help, you need advice, turn to your Bible. Turn to the Word of God. You'll not go wrong. Let's bow our heads for prayer. Lord, as we come before You tonight, Lord, we just ask that You would bless. Lord, You'd speak to our hearts from Your Word tonight. And I pray that, Lord, You'd bless, and Lord, You would just kind of cement this thought in our heads that, Lord, the Word of God is so important. Help us to love it more, to read it more, Lord, to memorize it more, and Lord, help us to heed it. And we sure will thank You for what You do now. We ask all this in Jesus' name.